WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody, and happy Monday. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Hopefully, if I can say that correct, you're enjoying the beautiful weather outside. A little chilly in the morning, but nice and kind of cool when the sun was out. What a day, and what a day to sit here and talk about the race at Texas. Big win for Joey Logano, plus other things happening in and around the garage area, the sports world, as we get closer and closer to the All-Star race. How can that be? Are we actually there yet? Just a few races away. So who needs to win some races? Who's actually going to be voted in as most popular this year? So lots to talk about. Plus, we're going to get you ready for Kansas coming up this Sunday. You know what? It's that time. Let's sit back. Let's relax. Let's get into another edition of Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. I am Casey Orr, and across from me, ladies and gentlemen, the reason I show up each and every Monday at 6. He's a radio host, he's a podcaster, and due to this fancy studio we have, he's a part-time camera operator. He had to get her all tuned up so it's pointing at me correctly. It is Sean Whitfield with the Whitfield Media Group.
Good evening. My lens is not big enough to get you all filled in. You know, you've got a little wider or something.
You have to go to landscape there?
That's right.
That's kind of hurtful, Sean.
Just kidding. Just kidding. So, we are broadcasting live from the Optimize You studio. You know, it gets to be to where there's so many gadgets and buttons and knobs and slide bars and computers, it gets way over my head in here. And then sometimes you don't know if everything is working properly or if that's the way it's supposed to work.
You know, the good old days when we first started this thing down in the basement at the 101.9 studios, it just seemed like there were like two or three buttons and go. And then as we've progressed, yeah. You know, there for a while we had TV cameras, we had all sorts of stuff, and now we've added more and more things to go wrong, basically.
Yeah.
But thanks to, you know, Big Daddy Kyle and Terry by God Baker, I think everything seems to be running pretty smooth. You know, kind of got the studio set up
well. Yeah. And then Charlie
Clint probably broke something.
Charlie Gadsden, he's my IT guy. It seems like I've just about put him on payroll. He's here so much, working on things related with these computers and all that sort of thing. But I am, I'm hopefully going to be through spending money in the near future, because that seems like all that I have done over the last few months. But hey, we got a fancy studio, that's for sure.
Very cool studio. We got cameras. Someday, are we going to live? So are we going to record this and put it on something, or are we going to like go live?
I don't know the answer,
because we've got the cameras to pull something like this off.
We may end up doing this on YouTube, have a YouTube channel in the near future.
Would we call that a stream if we did that, a live stream?
Possibly so.
Okay.
You know, we did television for a total of, we did television for almost 8 or 9 years.
Yeah, you'd think we'd learned a little bit more.
Yeah.
But we didn't at all.
And you remember in our final few years when we were on Revan TV.
Oh, man.
We were in 113 cities across the country and Puerto Rico.
We were international.
We were big time.
Calling this Racing Talk Radio International.
We went to the mountaintop and then down to the valley.
And tens and tens of people across the country tuned into us each and every, like twice a week. I think.
You left off some zeros when you made that statement.
I think I'm pretty accurate. I'm quite frank. So.
Of course, I remember we used to get some fan mail out of the Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota.
You never showed that to me.
Yeah, we got some.
You know
fan
what?
Mail
you would be popular with the sturdy women. I could see that.
Yeah. They were held up captive all winter because they couldn't get outside, so they would tune in watching us.
They wanted to go, man. What's happening down south in Chattanooga?
That's right. That's for sure. So, how was the old weekend at the Ore House?
Well, the weather kept us not doing much Saturday because it stormed, but that was actually kind of, a forced day inside where you really just have to lay around, watch TV, piddle, do some laundry. That was kind of, it's actually relaxing. It was pretty nice. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, Sean, because, I'm a man of culture, the family and I, we went to go to the theater downtown and we watched Hamilton.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
man.
Very upper crust.
I was going to say, that's big time.
I now drink with my pinky out.
I was going to say, you laid down some cash. That show wasn't
cheap.
That is
all about cash with you.
Hey,
all about cash and how much people
tickets.
Weigh. It's very weird.
I went online looking at that. Matter of fact,
but you didn't go.
Well, exactly, I didn't go.
And you can afford it.
We had Nick Wilkinson.
You could have sat in nicer seats than
me. No, I doubt it. We had Nick Wilkinson, the CEO of the Tivoli Foundation that manages the Tivoli and the Memorial Auditorium. And we talked to him about Hamilton on the Move Radio a couple of weeks ago. And I got online while we were in the middle of our conversation and almost got choked up. I have to take a little bit of water because tickets 2 weeks ago started at $149 and went up to over $200 each.
I'll be honest, I have no idea what we paid for them.
Well, I bet you paid about $200.
Mrs. Orr did that. We didn't sit anywhere fancy. We were just normal seats.
So you were probably about $160, $170
but,
per ticket.
You know what?
Was it worth it?
The memories we made, priceless.
Was it worth it, though?
So I'm not a big theater guy. Period. I don't mind. I guess I prefer plays. I kept looking over. I'm like, are they going to sing the entire time? And yes, they do.
So it's a lot of singing.
That's all it is singing. It's the story of Alexander Hamilton told via music. And you know what? It was really good. Now, because my daughter loves this stuff, I've been listening to the music for the last month and a half since we got the tickets. And so I kind of knew all the songs anyway.
Hmm.
But yeah, it was really good. I can see why there's been such a following. And listen, it wasn't completely sold out, but also it's been running for a while.
They had scheduled a total of 16 shows.
Yes.
And this was that kind of demand.
This was a Sunday matinee, and it was still very, very busy.
Over 30,000 tickets were to be sold total.
Does not surprise me. So very cool. Don't need to go back, but I'm glad I did. It was fun. I can say I went to a... probably the play of our, not my generation, but the play of our, of the last decade or something that was very popular.
So fees, taxes, and all, you laid down about a $500 bill. But
okay.
That's, for the Oars, that's no big deal.
But you've got it too. And would you do that for your lady?
I would not.
That's crazy, Sean.
I would convince her.
I just love my family. I guess what it comes down to.
I'd convince her into taking her to the mall and doing a little shopping. She would have probably, taken that offer too.
That's
she
probably going to cost me more than $500.
Oh my goodness! Well, so you did that yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, I'm impressed.
What did I tell you? That's
man of
culture. Did it seem like it was going to last forever?
Man of culture.
I'd say that's what, a good 2 hours.
2:45.
My gosh.
Yeah. Man, that's a long time to be
sitting.
A
lot of dancing, a lot of singing. I mean, that's one thing you're like, my God, this crew, how are they not just exhausted? But it was really good.
Well, supposedly.
Hats off to those folks.
When we had our guest from the Tivoli Foundation on the Move Radio, this was supposed to be bringing in a lot of people to Chattanooga. Hotels, restaurants, and of course, the crew. I don't know how many people travel with this crew, but I understand it was pretty large.
Yeah, I'd guess 30 people in the cast alone
on the stage at any given time.
Yeah, so it
16 shows
seemed to be good.
And we did the math. It was over 30,000 tickets that were sold. And I understand it did really well, and sounds like it was a big hit.
Well, if you sell 30,000 tickets, Sean, and you sell them for $149 a piece.
That was the cheapest I saw. $199 was what a lot of the seats were.
That's still $4.5 million.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, I would think.
Yeah.
I'd pay for a show to come to town.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, I understand. I heard through the grapevine that after the first week, it had already paid for itself.
Very cool. It was fun just because, and I've been to theater. I mean, I've been to stuff before, but this was, you name it, they were there. You saw people you wouldn't normally see at a theater. You saw the people you always see at a theater. You saw, a wide range. It just kind of goes to show you that, and when I say kind of people, it's totally judgy, but I'm just saying, you know, like, I'm not normally going, but I'm going to go because Hamilton's there. And you can, like I said, you saw some, you know, people in Wranglers and boots, and you just go, huh, but it's that popular. And so it was very diverse, and a lot of people singing along every stinking word to the songs. So
were people staying seated, or was it a stand-up crowd?
Stayed seated. It was a standing ovation when it was done, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, that Lin-Manuel, oh gosh, the dude that wrote the play and wrote all the music and has gone on to be just insanely successful and wealthy after it. It really is to be able to tell that story all through music. And it's there's a lot of soul, a lot of hip hop, a lot of that, but it's constantly telling a story. It's pretty impressive. Like, dude's very talented.
Man, I can just imagine. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine 2 hours and 45 minutes sitting in a seat.
But you can go to the gym
but that's different.
You know, skip leg machines for 2 hours and 45 minutes. That's easy.
Yeah, but that's different. But I'm glad you got to go. I've never been to anything like that, but I'm sure.
No, it shows.
I guess it does. So no golfing, no yard work, no none of that stuff.
Is it a little rainy for yard work?
I got the yard in yesterday. It had been 2 weeks since I'd gotten the yard mowed. Because, we were in Mexico for part of that period of time. Waited till late afternoon before it got dark and had just enough sun and wind throughout the day. I got the yard looking good. And, of course, everything's green right now.
Man, I tell you, the city of Chattanooga looks good right now. It is. Mm-hmm. Everything has bloomed and everyone's had plenty of rain. Did you see some of the videos of, like, Hickson and East Brainerd and all those places flooding this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of rain.
Yeah. Yeah, up around Crunch Fitness there on 153, it certainly had its share of flooding. I guess it was Friday evening. Friday evening. So, I was thankful we didn't have any of that on the east side of town. And some of that may have just been because drains were just backed up and hadn't been cleaned out as a possibility as well. Well, we did have plenty of NASCAR, and this happens to be a NASCAR show, and we've been talking NASCAR for 24 years now here on Rock 105, and today is going to be no different. And of course, we're going to be breaking down the entire NASCAR weekend as we raced at Texas Motor Speedway. It's the one and only race at Texas, and it produced a pretty good show. It was good to see guys back on a mile-and-a-half track at Texas Motor Speedway. It seems like it was just a few years ago that this track was being opened up, and they were making a big to-do about it and the fact it was going to be built in Fort Worth. And now that's been about 22 or 23 years ago.
And resigned to only one race, which is a little shocking because Dallas is, fourth biggest city in the country.
Yeah. However, we do have two races still in the state of Texas, but you're right. It was a little bit of a surprise to some extent when they chose to only have one race at Texas Motor Speedway. All right, we are coming to you from the Optimize You studio. You can find us online at racingtalkradio.com. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast or any past shows, you can find us tomorrow at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. Or you can go to our website at racingtalkradio.com, click on past shows, and find us there. We are going to break down the NASCAR weekend. We got a lot more ahead, as well as we're going to talk about what some of these NASCAR drivers are making these days. Some of you, it may surprise you. Others may surprise you that they're not making as much as you thought they were. We got all that and more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr here each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know. Big winner Joey Logano gets another win. Interesting year for Joey. Finally gets a win for himself, though, after a week that kind of made him the villain. So,
I was going to say, actually, it's his first win.
First win of the season, but an interesting time for it. We'll get into that. But a good win for Joey. Another win for Team Penske. And, of course, we look at the schedule coming up. And now we head to Kansas. I guess this is, we'll call this the Midwest leg. You go from Texas to Kansas Motor Speedway. And then, Sean, back to North Wilkesboro.
Is it almost all-star time?
It is almost all-star time. Two more races. Well, actually, one more race before all-star race weekend. And then we come back to Charlotte Motor Speedway for Memorial Day weekend, where we know it'll be time for the Coke 600.
I want to first start our conversation today with talking about the driver that came in last. So
we don't often do that. We usually reward the person that finishes first.
Yeah, today we're going to reward the driver that finished last, and that is Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin lost an engine, got 73 laps in, and he was done for the day. Now, you know, Denny Hamlin has become the driver that likes to stir the pot, likes to get the crowd riled up and get the fans upset, and oftentimes during driver intros, he is the one getting booed.
Has he taken over for maybe the Kevin Harvick role, and
probably more the Kyle Busch role?
Well, no, you can't. I'm saying the older,
as far as the boos,
I would say the older
secure in his place guy that's not scared to tell people how he feels.
Yeah, but don't you think that would be filling the Kyle Busch? Because Kyle Busch seems a little kinder these days.
Well, Kyle Busch has always told people what he thought, and it's not always great things. But but Denny's more the wily vet that calls it like he sees it.
Yeah. Well, I want to share with you what Denny did before the race, if you're not aware or any of our listeners are aware. While walking out during the driver introductions, he threw the horns down to the crowd.
Ooh, which is very anti-University of Texas. That gets all in their feels.
That is exactly right. The University of Texas is known for extending their pointer and pinky fingers while curling up the others to resemble a set of the bullhorns.
All right, so that is crazy. It's just this. If you know what? This is why we need to be on TV, perhaps. Everyone knows horns up. And when it's bad, it's horns down. Now, that used to be a big thing. OU, no one else does it to Texas fans because we don't care. But OU would do that, horns down.
I figured you could relate to this, you being an Oklahoma State guy.
No, Oklahoma State, we're cool with Texas.
Oh, y'all are?
Yeah.
Okay. This is to support the school athletics programs as the Longhorns. Their rival, namely Oklahoma, have turned the horns upside down as a dig at Texas. And, of course, the local fans ended up getting the last laugh as Denny Hamlin did not finish the race and lost an engine and got in 73 laps. So he received plenty of boos and got a lot of people upset and stirred up before the race, but there was no love lost by the fans at Texas Motor Speedway when they saw him crawling back to the garage area.
So Denny's a Virginia guy. I mean, who's his team, I wonder? I guess, is he going to be a North Carolina fan now that he's with, co-owning with Jordan?
I'm not sure who his team is, but, I'm not sure why he wanted to come out and, you know, stir up all the fans.
Just, you know, you got to get the people riled up. You give them a little something to cheer up about or against.
Because
listen,
already gets plenty of that.
If I'm a Texas A&M fan, or I'm an Alabama fan, or I'm an OU fan, or I'm anybody else there that doesn't like Texas, I'm going, yeah, atta boy, horns down.
I don't know. I bet he didn't sell much merchandise.
Oh, I'm sure he did just fine.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, he's doing pretty well financially. We're going to talk about some of that a little bit later in the program. But, however, I wanted to start today's program off and talk about the fact that Denny Hamlin finished dead last in a Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. And so not a good day for him. Let's get into the results of the race at Dallas-Fort Worth. The Liquid Moly 500. The Worth 400 presented by Liquid Moly.
Liquid Moly.
It's one of those long ones this time.
Is that an energy drink?
No.
I only know.
I'm not sure what it is.
One Moly, and that's nothing you'd probably want sponsoring your NASCAR race.
Joey Logano got the win, as you said a little bit earlier, Casey, 37th victory in 590 NASCAR Cup Series races. His first victory and only second top 10 finish in 2025. This is his second victory and 16th top 10 finish in 30 races at Texas Motor Speedway. Ross Chastain is a driver we have not seen up at the top in a while, and he posted second spot. It's his second top 10 finish in 9 races at Texas Motor Speedway. Ryan Blaney came in third. He posted his 9th top 10 finish in 17 races at Texas Motor Speedway. Going on down the list, Kyle Larson had a good day, managed the top 5, 4 spots, started 4th. Eric Jones, I think one of his best finishes of the season so far, came in 5th spot. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., a good run for him, in 6th. Austin Dillon, 7th. I believe this is the third week in a row that Austin Dillon has managed to creep into the top 10.
Found something over there.
Possibly so. 8th spot, John Hunter Nemechek. It's a driver we oftentimes don't see in the top 10. 9th, Christopher Bell. And 10th, Daniel Suarez.
Other drivers of note in 12th spot, Ty Dillon. William Byron finishing in 13th. Chase Elliott, 16th. Kyle Busch, a 20th place finish. Tyler Reddick, 21st. Michael McDowell, a friend of the program, in 26. Let's see, Josh Berry, 32nd. Bubba Wallace, 33rd. AJ or Alex Bowman, 35th. The Dinger, 36, and Denny Hamlin in 38th spot.
There were 12 caution flags for 73 laps, 20 lead changes among 13 drivers. Some teams that overall had a good day. Let's talk for just a moment about Trackhouse Racing. They their teams placed two of its cars in the top 10 for the second season so far. Las Vegas was the other. Ross Chastain, as we mentioned a moment ago, finished in second. Daniel Suarez in 10th for his second consecutive top 10. Shane Van Gisbergen, 22nd place finish, was the second top 25 in the last eight races. SVG has he's not been showing the performance in his rookie season that many of us had thought, especially after he came out of the gate and did what he did at Chicago on the road course last year. I guess he's looking forward to the next road course race.
I mean, when's the last time
he's in kind of a slump?
When's the last time we saw a rookie take the NASCAR? I mean, it's hard. This is very hard.
Yeah, no question about it. But I think the what fans and teams expected out of him has been a little disappointing this year. And I'm sure it has been for especially for Trackhouse Racing, because I'm sure Justin Marks, the owner of Trackhouse Racing, thought that he could possibly be the guy that you know, showed them a huge amount of success and was able to achieve things that Ross Chastain has not even achieved for that organization. Legacy Motor Club, which is the organization that Richard Petty is associated with, but primarily Jimmy Johnson is, I believe, the majority owner now, had both of its cars in the top 10 for the first time.
Looky there.
Since the opening of the Daytona 500 at the beginning of the 2025 season. Eric Jones finished a season best fifth, his first top 10 in the last 16 races. So a great day for him. We talked about Ryan Blaney coming third after he failed to finish four of the previous seven races. So a good comeback run for Ryan Blaney, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. We spoke about him a moment ago. He finished third, or excuse me, finished in sixth spot after was in the top 10 of the, or finish, his sixth place finish was his second top 10 of the season and his best finish at Texas. And Kyle Larson, I mentioned a moment ago, or excuse me, Austin Dillon had his third week in a row in the top 10. Ty Dillon had a good day. He was on the outside of the ninth row in 18th spot for the overtime restart, went to the top, went four wide, gained position. He rallied to finish 12th, which so far is his best race of the season. Brad Keselowski, things just keep going poorly for him.
Lee. Brad Keselowski.
He was collected in a multi-car crash and finished 28th.
Which actually helps his points. That's how bad a year he's having. 28th is better than where he has been. But, you know, if you're looking for a bright spot, he started 30th. So there you have it.
In the last six races, he has finished 26th or worst. In the last six races, 26th or worst. Do you ever think he wakes up in the morning and goes, you know what? I had it made at Penske.
What have I done?
I should have waited towards the end of my career before I started thinking that I wanted to be a team owner. Because ever since he left Penske, life for him has not been the same.
Yeah, it's tough, and I get it. And it, I think the devastating thing for him has to be, it didn't start out great, but it felt like they were making a turn and they were getting better and he was challenging for some race wins and okay, now we've, but this is a complete step back from where RFK started. And he is literally one of the guys out there just making laps, trying to figure out where it all went wrong. And you hate to see that because that's a guy that can still absolutely get it done.
Yeah. Of course, Joey Logano getting the big win. It was good to see him finally get into victory lane. He only led seven laps yesterday, but he led the laps that counted the most. and got the win for Penske. And, of course, it looked like it was going to come down there at the end before we saw a green-white checker finish. It looked like Ryan Blaney had a little bit something for him and could possibly nab the win there at the end. But Joey Logano was the guy that took control and ended up taking the checkered flag. This is a little bit late in the season for a Joey Logano win. Typically, we have seen him getting his first win well before race number 11. So I was a little bit surprised it's taken him this long.
Yeah, and he's been up there a bunch. He's challenged, kind of like last week, for race wins. You knew it was just a matter of time while his time finally came. So, mark Joey Logano as a guy that's down to be a threat to win this year's championship. He's reached that point in his career that just getting to the playoffs is about all he needs, and then he'll set his sights on the championship. So, big win for Joey.
You know, after 11 races so far this year, obviously, it's way, way too early to get a good handle on who has got the best chance at winning the championship. Right now, there's not even anybody that I would even want to go out on a limb to speculate. There's just nobody that's just really taking control right now.
No one's you don't have an early favorite?
I really don't. There is... There's not anybody that's just really impressing me to where I think they've got the ability this early to go ahead and get the championship.
Well, Denny Hamlin
on the trophy.
Denny Hamlin doing his typical good and bad, but he's got two wins. He'll be there. Kyle Larson, two wins. Christopher Bell leads the series with three wins, but he's all the way down in sixth. William Byron keeps clicking along. He's got a win. He's got five top fives. Keeps clicking along in good equipment. I guess you would say maybe the clubhouse leader, but yeah, it does seem very even at the top right now.
There's a lot of roller coaster, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Just when you start to build confidence in a particular driver and you think, okay, they're about to be on a Kevin Harvick streak. You remember the Kevin Harvick streak of seven One wins?
Line, just knocking them out.
Yeah, knocking them out there for a while, a few years ago. There's not anybody that's doing that. Of course, we're in a completely different car. This car that we're racing has got its fair share of compliments for producing good racing, but then you ask drivers like Kyle Busch, and there's nothing good about it.
Well, there isn't for Kyle Busch because he hasn't won a race yet. If he gets a win... Now he's so against it. If he gets a win, it'll be like when he won in the car of tomorrow. He's like, yeah, I just wanted this dump truck.
Speaking of Kyle Busch, I noticed he's been a lot more active in social media lately. I've been seeing a lot more video reels of him and his wife doing silly things. He's become a lot more savvy with social media.
It's because she's probably making him, and she said, hey, listen, your career's not going very much longer. We got to get that follower count up.
Yeah, we got to stay in touch with their fan base. All right, it is time for us to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk about what some of these drivers are making, what their net worth is. Some may surprise you, others may not. We'll get into all that and more as we continue, and we are broadcasting live from the Optimize You studio. More straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know. It is Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, NASCAR. It's really all you need to know. Today, recapping Texas Motor Speedway, big win for Joey Logano, and we look ahead to the race at Kansas, from going from like a mile and a half, high bank, very fast, aging racetrack to Kansas Motor Speedway, also a mile and a half, but much flatter, much different style of racing. And regardless of what happens, we'll be back here next Monday to talk about it.
All right. I want to talk about the net worth and a little bit about what some of these NASCAR Cup drivers are making per year. Casey, I did pretty extensive homework on this. And I some of my numbers could be flawed a little bit. You know, it's difficult to getting exact source or reliable sources of information like this. And for example, Forbes magazine does the Fortune 500 wealthiest people.
Yes.
And some of the numbers are pretty accurate, some are off a little bit, and that's kind of the same way here. The only person that's really going to know what they truly make is the person that is the one generating the income. But this is going to give you a pretty good basis. Before we get started, I can remember going back 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago, back in the days of Dale Earnhardt and Rusty Wallace and Mark Martin and the top drivers back in, you know, back in the last couple of decades, making, you know, annual salaries of $15, $20, $25, $30 million.
And that all changed probably 6 years ago when you had a lot of the
probably older, a little bit longer ago than that, but yes.
I even remember Dale Jr. saying when he signed his last contract at Hendrick, he knew, he's like, they can't afford this, or basically this amount of money doesn't make sense, but of course I'm gonna sign it. And over the last few years we've had a change, more of an incentive laden
which you see this in other sports, but basically your base salary is X, but the more you win, the more sponsorships you bring, whatever, the better you can do. And it really, granted, nobody's having a hard time keeping the lights on, but it really did, you know, I guess some drivers took a hit on their earnings.
Yeah, for sure. And there was drivers, young drivers, that was willing to come into the sport for a whole lot less money than what some of the big name veteran drivers were making. I think, in my opinion, I think it all started to change probably somewhere around the timeline of 2010, 2012, 13 maybe, is when it started gradually changing, where the contract deals weren't near as high as what they had been with the generation of drivers before that. And so right now, the highest paid driver, from all of my research here, is Kyle Busch, which is not surprising.
How is that? How is he the highest paid driver when he's with a team there's no way they can pay him, unless that's coming from sponsorships?
Well, it's coming from sponsorships, but Richard Petty is just forking a whole lot more. Richard Childress is, he's just got a lot higher overhead. He's willing to pay Kyle Busch money that most drivers or most team owners would never even be able to be considered. It's estimated $16.9 million a year.
Whoa.
If you break that down, that means Kyle Busch was racing last year for about $450,000 a race.
That's not a bad day at work.
Especially if you're doing more than one race in a weekend.
That is surprising. Now, you could say, 3 years ago when he brought Richard Childress back into relevance and won a couple races and was challenging for a championship, that it was well worth the cost. I mean, you basically bringing your race team back to relevance.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's really not enough you can pay for that. Or at least the number's bigger than what they're paying Kyle Busch. But the last 2 years, it's got to be tough cutting those checks.
I would say you're right. And Richard Childress and his organization knew going in, I'm sure, that they were taking a gamble. But they were willing to take that gamble because they thought the return on their investment was going to be able to be where it needed to be as a company. But outside looking in, I would say that's not been the case, in my opinion, from what I know about the business world. The driver that comes in next is the highest paid driver, right around $13.1 million a year, is who? Who do you think that is?
Chase Elliott.
No.
Denny Hamlin. Well, you kind of put, well, no, he comes from, he's probably making most of his money from Gibbs. Sean does not have a championship.
Who doesn't?
Denny Hamlin.
Oh, Denny Hamlin. You said Sean does not have a championship.
No, I'm saying Sean.
Yeah.
He does not have a championship.
That is true.
You also do not have a championship.
That is true, too.
But, that's a lot of money, Denny Hamlin. Now, granted, definitely going to win you a couple races a year. Definitely, you know, he's very popular with his podcast. Going to say some things that get you some coverage. So, there you go.
His net worth, In my research, is I've found discrepancies in the numbers. I think his net worth is somewhere in the neighborhood of $65 million. So he has done pretty well.
That's not bad.
I don't know how much, what percentage of stock he has in 2311. I would say Michael Jordan is by far the majority stockholder.
Yeah, Jordan has a billion with a B. So
I think Michael Jordan's net worth is well over $2 billion.
Yeah, it's he's got plenty.
The driver that comes in next and third, making the most money in NASCAR at $9.4 million. Who do you think that would be?
The next driver, 9 point something million. Let's go with Chase Elliott, the most popular driver.
According to my numbers, that is no, it's not. That's incorrect.
So who is number three?
And he's doing horrible.
Brad Keselowski.
Okay,
well, kind of paying himself, so yeah. It's not bad.
Yeah.
still gonna. Well, I guess checks are easier to cut when it goes to you, but that's a really hard thing to do when you're in the 30th in points.
Yeah. Well, that and the fact when you're a team owner, usually as an owner, you're going to be taking a little bit less because you're wanting to see the company grow and do well. And a lot of times you're going to be taking a lesser income so that more money goes back into the company to expand and grow.
So
I was a little bit surprised with that.
Yeah.
Now, I was unable to find the annual income for Chase Elliott. And this estimated net worth on Chase Elliott, I think, is on the low end. But this is the best I could come up with. His estimated net worth is right around $12 million. But I think that's probably
his
on the low
worth? End. His net worth? That's got to be on the low end.
I think it is, too. Kyle Larson, his estimated net worth is supposed to be right around $30
million. I mean, he's been racing for a long time. He's decent with his money. That makes sense.
Yeah, and he's got revenue sources coming in from numerous locations as much as he's in a race car. Because a lot of what he races, he's winning. And so whatever the winner's purse is money that he's bringing in. What do you think Kyle Busch's net worth is?
Kyle Busch net worth, he did sell his race team, $50 million.
80.
Yeah,
that's about, 80 million.
Okay, that's good.
He has got the highest net worth income of any NASCAR Cup driver, active NASCAR Cup driver.
Well, you know, his significant other doesn't, you know, it costs some money, Sean.
Let's talk about three drivers that are out of the sport. However, two of them still have one foot in the water, so to speak. Dale Earnhardt Jr., estimated net worth, $300 million.
Yep. He's been very successful with other business ventures, and he spent a long time making a lot of money as NASCAR's most popular driver.
Jeff Gordon, his estimated net worth is right around $200 million.
Okay. That's smart guy. Spent a long time at the peak of his sport. That makes sense.
Tony Stewart, he's no longer a part of NASCAR, but
he's got a lot of business interests.
I don't think he has any business interests in NASCAR
not
anymore.
Not in NASCAR, but I'm just saying overall.
In racing.
He was very into, you know, owning dirt tracks or having other side businesses.
Well, yeah, he was a large part of the ownership of Stewart Haas Racing, and now he I think has some late model team or two or sprint car teams, and then he is continuing to grow his business and his name and success in being a Top Fuel owner and driver in NHRA. I never expected him to go into NHRA at the level he has. I knew there was a level of interest there just because his wife was in NHRA, but I never expected him to go from one fire to another and do what he's done in NHRA. But his estimated net worth is right around $90 million. So Tony's done pretty well for himself.
So, like I said, everyone's able to keep the lights on. But you know what? Probably compared to other sports, probably not as much as a lot of the other guys. We all know NFL contracts, while they're not as big because the NFL has a salary cap. But when you're a popular NFL player, when you're a very popular player in the country's most popular sport, there's lots of avenues to make money. But baseball and basketball players are really the ones raking it in, Sean. Guaranteed contracts. Mm-hmm. Shohei Ohtani signed like a $500 million deal that's like deferred. So there's just tons of money in other sports. So when you look at it, you know what? NASCAR, it's you know, you can make the case it's egregious that we pay any athletes this, but honestly, that's what the market says. And good for them for getting it. And NASCAR is on the low end of all that.
Yeah. I couldn't find any reliable sources that was not any older than several years old as for the wealthiest team owner. But all indications, it is
Roger Penske.
It is Roger Penske.
Yeah, Roger Penske's got an empire. Now, who's made the most money from NASCAR? I would say Rick Hendrick.
Yeah, I would say that's
but
true.
But who's got the most money overall? It's got to be Roger Penske.
Yeah. I thought that Michael Jordan may give him a run for his money.
You know, maybe.
But no. From everything I have discovered, Roger Penske way out has earnings and wealth over even Michael Jordan.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of money there.
I think it's somewhere in the $4 to $5 billion range. So he may even be twice as wealthy as what we understand Michael Jordan to be. But it is fascinating when you start thinking about the net worth and what some of these athletes and professional NASCAR drivers and team owners make. And they make this kind of money and they have fun doing it.
Doing the thing they love.
That's right.
That'd be like if you paid me to love Mrs. Orr. Yeah, it's crazy.
What do you think that's worth?
Depends on the day.
That depends on what you've done, whether it's been good or bad or you've upset her. All right, it is time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk about the race ahead and possibly some other NASCAR news if we can get it worked in our final few minutes. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download, or go to our website at racingtalkradio.com. Click on past shows. More NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
You love some fresh Mexican food. Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025. And as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr. getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know, and sometimes letting you know how much money all these guys are worth, just so you feel a whole lot better about your drive home from work on Monday.
Puts life into perspective, doesn't it?
I'll tell you what. And so feel really bad for them as they head to Kansas Motor Speedway this weekend. And check that out. That's going to be this Sunday, and we'll be back to talk about it Monday. Can you imagine $450,000 for, I mean, what's it, 4 hours, right? That's $100. That's $100-something thousand an hour, Sean. And not only that, yeah, it may be frustrating because you don't run well, or you may get mad because you get wrecked. And granted, you can say they are technically putting their life on the line, so they do deserve, you know, a healthy pay. But can you, I mean, just, let me get out here. Let me go do this thing I've trained for all my life that I like to do with a bunch of people that, you know, I work with every day. And whether you come in first, which actually be even better because I'm sure there's bonus money, or you can come in 28th. And guess what? When you check the old direct deposit the next day, it's still going to be there.
Money's in the bank.
That is pretty good.
You know, one point I want to make before we move on regarding the pay scale of NASCAR drivers and the money that team owners or their net worth is too, is let's not forget at the end of 2003 or in 2003, NASCAR secured a new media rights package of $7.7 billion for 7 years. So well over $1 billion a year is the media rights package that NASCAR now has. And NASCAR changed up their percentage of the money that was going out to the race teams. So now this year, the teams are collecting a whole lot more money. The drivers know that. So you can only assume at contract negotiation times, drivers are going to expect to get a slice or sliver of that TV media rights money that the team owners are now getting.
Yeah. And it makes you wonder if you and I go buy a charter tomorrow and start a team, you know, what's our cut as far as what is the standard amount of money you get for being a NASCAR team from the TV rights pay? It can't be too significant because you would have more first time teams, but it has to be enough that these guys hold on to these charters and make it pretty expensive to get into the sport. So interesting. Those are numbers we'll probably never know for sure.
Follow the money. All right, let's get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. After the race at Texas, William Byron is still leading. He is 13 points ahead of second place Kyle Larson. Third, Denny Hamlin. Despite the fact Denny came in last, he still in third spot. A huge spread between second and third. As I mentioned, Kyle Larson's 13 points behind the leader. Denny Hamlin is 83 points behind the leader. Fourth is Chase Elliott, and fifth, Tyler Reddick.
Sixth is Christopher Bell. Seventh, Ryan Blaney. Eighth, Bubba Wallace. Ninth, Joey Logano. In the 10th spot, Alex Bowman. 11th, Ross Chastain. 12th, Chris Buescher. 13th, Chase Briscoe. 14th, Austin Cindric. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in 15th. And rounding out the top 16, Sean, Kyle Busch. However, if the playoffs were to start today, old Josh Berry, who is 24th in points but has a race win, would bump Kyle Busch out. Can you imagine going to Kyle and saying, well, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. outraced you this year. He'll be in the playoffs. You will not. But there you have it. Driver standings. And if you are looking for an early favorite, the guy with the second most wins, the most top fives, and kind of by far and away the most stage wins with six, Kyle Larson. You know what? Sneaky good year so far?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. So maybe he's the one lying in the weeds.
All right, we've already had 11 races so far in the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series. We're headed for race number 12 in the, can we call it the Midwest Swing? Because we'll be at Kansas Speedway for the Advent Health 400 coming up this Sunday at 3 p.m.
Well, Texas does not consider themselves part of the Midwest.
Oh, they don't?
No, gosh, no. They're their own thing. They're Texas.
So they're special.
Well, yes, you could say that.
Or I guess they're considered Southwest.
They used to be Seoul Southwest Conference.
Yeah. But Kansas to Texas is approximately what? 200-400 miles?
Yeah, I mean, basically Oklahoma is the only thing dividing them.
Okay.
So, and that's, see, Oklahoma, we've never considered ourselves Midwest. We're always like Texas light, you know, we're kind of a weird area. But you know where we're at? The middle. I don't know why there's not just a section of America called the middle, because that's what they are.
Yeah. The race will be on FS1, and practice and qualifying will be going on Saturday afternoon, and you can watch that on Amazon Prime.
Okay, Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime is, I've gotten used to it now. I've enjoyed watching their broadcasting this year.
Lots of good stuff.
They're going to be carrying their share of the races here pretty soon.
Another one of the streaming packages I am currently a member of. If I ever sit down and figure out what I'm really paying for entertainment a month, I might be shocked.
I was going to say, just think about all the little subscriptions.
They add up.
That you're paying.
Yeah.
You know, it's 10 here, 19 here, 25 here, and it all adds up. Next thing you know, you got $400 or $500 a month and all these different little fees. So, all right. Casey, that's going to do it for us.
Hey, let's meet here next Monday. What do you say?
Next Monday, we'll be here right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105. Whether or not you see the NASCAR race or whether you don't, join us on Monday on your ride home or whatever you may be doing, 6 p.m. right here on Rock 105 for Racing Talk Radio. We want to thank you so much for listening. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.